Kaya FM podcast. Saturday Breakfast with Sotho Meya on Kaya FM 95.9.
We're going to be talking food as we normally do every Saturday at about this time, at just after 8 o'clock. And today we're talking to Bonolo, who is part of a, I don't know if I should call it a consortium, but a group of ladies that have put together this virtual food truck, which is just absolutely amazing. And she is the communications manager for the company called Savage Cooks. Her name is Bonolo Mafuyani. Bonolo, thank you so much for joining us and for bringing us some great food.
Hi, Sotho. Thanks for calling us in, man. This is exciting.
I'm also very excited. I can't actually wait to taste the food. I'm so sad that I didn't get to taste before we went on air, but I saw a wrap. I think for me, a wrap is the easiest go-to meal for just about everybody, right?
For sure, definitely.
So what are some of the foods that you serve? I mean, if you've got a wrap and you've got burgers, you're good. but what else do you have?
So our main thing really is like hearty meals. Mm. So your beef stews, your trotters, mohodu, mlekwa.
It's not my favorite.
You know, mohodu. So that's like our speciality.
Yeah.
But then we also do like, you know, special dishes like, you know, for vegetarians.
Wow.
And then we're trying out street food now because, you know, we want to see what, you know, our forte is.
Yeah.
Outside the actual hearty meals, you know, you know, our vision is so big that we need to sort of try and master these different types of dishes.
Yeah,
obviously for, you know, the future, not now, but
but still.
So the rap is one of those things that we actually do, and I think we're actually quite good at it.
Really? Yes. And talking about the hearty meals, how did you decide on that? Because whenever I think food truck, I think meals that are messy, and street food, you know what I mean? It's very rare that you find a food truck that's special. Unless, of course, you're talking about the food trucks of, you know, like those ladies, construction side.
Yes, that's the idea, really.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just that it's virtual.
Okay.
The only difference is that it's virtual.
And what does that mean? So is this online? Do I order online? How does it work?
Pretty much. Like WhatsApp, Insta, you place your orders virtually.
Ah.
And then we either deliver or we collect, people collect. But Liteng, we don't have a specific establishment. It's at home.
Yeah.
We cook from home. And I mean, we are living in contactless, you know, times.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I thought, this is a perfect time for us to explore e-business, if I can put it like that. Yes.
And as well, it makes a lot of sense because as well, the costs are lower.
Definitely.
If you don't have to actually cook. If you don't actually have to cook from from a truck. And you said you're also exploring going into street food as well.
Yes.
Would that also be, would that be like the weekend food or is it just going to be part of the menu overall?
We're really pacing ourselves right now because we're trying to, you know, gauge which one of our dishes are doing well and which ones aren't. But the street food idea, you know, we are doing cookouts just once in a while, like periodically. We did one about 2 months ago, I think, and we're working on one now. So with each cookout, we have a theme of some sort.
Yeah.
The last one we did was the hearty actual meals because we were launching the business and. But then next time we might do street food. And that's why we're trying to dabble in different types of tastes because beyond the business, we're also trying to create a concept, if I can put it like that, or a movement that will exist outside the actual business day-to-day operations, you know.
Okay, well, if you're just joining us, it is 12 minutes after 8, and the other voice that you're listening to is Bonolo Mafuyani, and she's talking to us about their virtual food truck. They call Savage Cooks _ZA, if you'd like to go check them out, I suppose, on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
the usual socials, and she's just talking to us about a possible cookout that they might be having as well. So when is the possible cookout?
29th May. So that's our set date.
For the 29th?
Yeah.
And where is it?
It's our private location.
Okay. So you have
to... I've got liberty to actually reveal.
Yeah.
But it's something when a person RSVPs with their payment and then...
Then you get the location.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're trying to keep it like compact and intimate. And you know, with the next one, we're gonna be collaborating with an establishment. It's like an online radio thing that they're doing. So we're trying to merge music and food and art and see if we can turn it into like a pop-up market of some sort. We hopefully the next one will be that kind of setup with stalls.
That sounds
amazing. We'll be the only cooks there.
No competition. exactly. No. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Bonolo. Before we go, I wanted to ask you, you said you were still gauging what your favorite, you know, what meals are the favorites. What is the favorite? Like, what is going...
Currently?
Yeah.
The
how got a mukhodi? I'm going to faint.
Body. Muhodu.
Really?
Trotters, like trotters in your main show are like our best sellers, I think, currently.
Yeah.
Especially the muhodu, like
really?
In your main show, we always just
scorpio, right?
The diced one.
Like, oh, not the head. Not the head, yeah.
No. We, like stew. Yes. So sheep head, I think.
Yeah.
So that's our best seller. Trotters are our best seller.
Yeah.
I think beef is not really a best seller for us. So I mean, maybe in the future we might just chuck it away.
Yeah. And as well, like it's very easy to get beef. It's something that you do at home and it's easy. So
you know,
people
it's
would
really
people would exactly.
Yes. And people are, you know, they don't like cooking mukhodu or they don't think they can cook mukhodu.
Yeah.
So I mean, That's a seller right there.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to clean mukhodu, you see me.
Exactly.
So we do that.
Okay.
It's convenience. You know?
Yeah.
It's convenience.
All right. That's well, thank you so much for joining us, Bonolo. And I'm looking forward to tasting the food.
Yes.
It looks absolutely amazing. It smells good. But thank you so much for joining us. Just before you go, what is your social media page again? Your Instagram?
On Insta, we are at Savage Cooks Za, I think underscore Za. Social Facebook as well, the Savage Cooks Za. And then Twitter doesn't want the Za, it just wants the Z.
Yeah.
So it's Savage Cooks Z.
Okay.
So that's our handle for Twitter without the A at the end.
Just Savage Cooks Z.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Bonolo. And thank you very much. And good luck with the cookout that's happening on the 29th of May, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
So that is Savage Cooks. You might want to check them out on Instagram, on Twitter, as well as on Facebook, if you're looking for something a little bit different to have for lunch in the coming week.
And we're based in Centurion, by the way, so we do deliver Joburg, and it's special, you know, deliveries that we do outside
Centurion.
Joburg North, rather, because it's much closer to us. So
yes.
Greenstones and Four Ways, you see?
You do deliver?
Yes, we do, but it's like we negotiate delivery fees and, you know, because it's far.
It's quite a drive.
It's much further than the usual delivery spots that we cover.
Okay, well, thank you again. Thank you once again, and good luck with that cookout.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, it's a
really
pleasure.
Dope. Thank you.
Saturday Breakfast with Sotho Meya from 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.